First, though, how well are you hearing, PM? Are we coming through loud and clear, or is it more like this? Well, in some of our biggest cities, established radio stations are finding themselves crowded off the airwaves by pirates who are finding prime vantage points to site their illegal transmitters, despite the efforts of the regulator Ofcom. Chris Valance reports.
At the top of a block of flats in Essex, Andy Cutting from Ofcom, the broadcasting regulator, is trying to break into the roof space. Access has been locked and boarded up by pirate broadcasters keen to protect what is for them valuable territory.
We're trying to gain access into the next block that we're in. There's actually two hatches on this one. The pirates have installed two hatches of their own. We're standing in one of the eaves of the roof and we're just standing below where the hole's been made to erect the illegal broadcast aerial. Presently there's a scaffold pole poking through it. It's a good spot because when you sort of look through the hole, you can see out more or less over the whole of Basildon and Essex.
There is this grey big hole in the roof, which is hard to illustrate in radio, but if we're quiet, I mean, this is the sound of the loft space, and I'm just going to put the microphone through the hole in the roof. And that is the sound of Essex.
That's it. Essex.
Because we've got a wonderful view from
it. In a very high location, yeah.
From the sound of Essex to the sound of a CD left behind by the pirates. Rooftop locations are popular because they increase the range of broadcasts. It's not just pirates who like them. Community stations value them too. One station manager spoke to us on condition he wasn't identified.
When we started broadcasting, we identified a tower block, which was the best for our coverage area.
But their prime tower block location is also favoured by pirates.
Yeah, if you look up there, that's the pirate transmitter and receiver aerials.
And they soon learned it wasn't just Ofcom who seized equipment. Their transmitter, £3,000 worth of equipment, was stolen, taken by people they believe are linked to illegal broadcasting.
They came up with a petrol angle grinder quite early in the morning, dressed up as council people, and angle ground the housing that the transmitter was in. A room with custom-made steel doors, so you'd think it'd be secure. We quickly learnt it wasn't.
Have other community stations had similar experiences to yours?
There's definitely theft. I have heard stories through the grapevine of people being physically intimidated, and it is dodgy.
These are not isolated incidents. According to one engineer I spoke with, it's a struggle to keep ahead of the pirates.
Now we're in your truck.
We're in my truck, my lovely truck. It's difficult because these guys tend to be fairly determined in getting this equipment, so they'll do some fairly crazy things to make sure that they can get it. It's a bit of a cat and mouse scenario, really. Unfortunately, we tend to always be on the receiving end of it.
This is a public information broadcast from Ofcom. The channel you are currently listening to is sometimes used by pirate radio stations. These stations can cause interference to safety.
Well, for the first time in its history, this year Ofcom became a broadcaster, transmitting an anti-piracy message across an area of London. But for Ofcom's head of enforcement, Paul Mercer, it's restricting access to rooftops that will really hurt illegal broadcasters.
If we take an illegal broadcasting station off the air, we can absolutely guarantee that there'd be someone else just waiting in the wings to operate on that frequency. And that's why we want to take a different approach with this, whereby we remove the equipment from rooftops and the councils better the security on rooftops. If you were operating your system from a three-storey townhouse, your coverage wouldn't be that great, but 21 storeys up, the coverage is significant.
Pirate stations often argue that they serve communities not reached by traditional broadcasters. But as Andy Cutting surveys the damage left by the pirates in Essex, he wonders about that claim.
All the joists, you can see water damage on the joists. They'd have to pay for the new roof, new felting, possibly replace the joists and the installation.
Not nice for local residents.
Not nice. The costs add up, and this is the problems that illegal broadcasters can cause.
Chris Valance reporting that.